you know, my passion is climbing mountains, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like life is like a climb. And the only way you're going to get to the top is you got to put your head down and you got to keep going. You got to keep climbing. And, you know, sometimes in life, you know, just like those dates where we thought things were going to open back up, sometimes you hit a false summit. You know, you've been looking up and you're going, okay, I just got to get right there, right? And you get up there and you realize that that summit is actually further and further away than you thought. But you have no choice. You got to keep climbing.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
What's up, Spartans? We actually don't have a guest today. You just have to listen in on the YCJC show today. So anyway, guys, buckle up, get ready to go. We're going to talk about our top lessons learned in 2020. We're going to give you some strategies to light up 2021 and three reasons to be grateful during these challenging times.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Headspace. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Spartan for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
What we want to talk about today, Yancey, is you know, this has been a tough, challenging year for everybody out there, including us. And I can't recall a year where personally I've worked even, you know, harder than when I've had my own brick and mortar gym business and so forth. But, you know, the grind always pays off. And I think it's important to share our top three lessons learned in 2020, because I think in a lot of ways we forget the journey. You know, we just think about the present, and the present is still got a little negativity to it. But our mission is to light up the planet. So I thought we'd start off with our three lessons learned in 2020. What's your first one, brother?
So I remember when COVID first hit, it ripped the rug right out from under all of us. And I'll be honest, truth ceremony, I was a little nervous, a little scared even. And I said, I was sitting on my back porch and I said, listen, the rug was just ripped out from under me. I want to be able to look, when December 31st is over this year, I wanted to be able to look back and say, how did I handle this year? Am I happy with my performance when things got really, really tough? I remember questioning myself, and I tried to be present throughout each and every day during arguably the toughest year of my life and everybody's life. So that was a huge one for me, brother.
Yeah. You know, and I've heard you say that repeatedly, you know, and I think when you think about legacy, it gives you purpose to your days. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. I think my lesson, you know, when COVID hit, we thought, you know, I remember crying like a baby on the airplane leaving Denver, Colorado, back to Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, we put so much hard work into it. And we engaged with the fitness community in Denver. We had 1,500 people coming to the Denver Broncos training facility for our big event. And we thought, you know, I think we all thought, okay, this is going to be a couple weeks of lockdown. Okay, big deal, right? We've got this. And then we thought, okay, maybe it's going to be July. You know, maybe it's 90 days. And here we are right now, and we're still in it. Maybe not quite where we were back in March or April. And in some markets, you actually are. But I really, it goes back to, you know, my passion is climbing mountains, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like life is like a climb. And the only way you're going to get to the top is you got to put your head down and you got to keep going. You got to keep climbing. And, you know, sometimes in life, you know, just like those dates where we thought things were going to open back up, sometimes you hit a false summit. You know, you've been looking up and you're going, okay, I just got to get right there, right? And you get up there and you realize that that summit is actually further and further away than you thought. But you have no choice. You got to keep climbing. And eventually that's where the magic happens, man. It's that perseverance, that grit, that grind, everything that pays off, right? And I like to say this, you know, just keep climbing and no whining, okay? And And when you get up there, you realize the challenges is what's made you stronger physically. It's made you stronger mentally, and it makes you stronger emotionally. And I think that's what 2020 has been. It's been a big ass mountain.
Keep climbing, no whining. That's the takeaway from that one. Listen, we also learned the importance of fitness, taking care of the beautiful machine. Every one of us were at some type of fitness status, mental and physical health, when COVID hit. And I think no matter how fit or unfit you were, there was this reality check when all of a sudden gyms across the country and the world were shutting down. We realized how much we lean in on, or many of us realized how important that was to us, and the value in being able to go in there and mix in with your family. We call it your second home, those gyms. When you really find your family in there with a good gym, and that was taken away from us. So we saw the value of true fitness in ourselves, that are the lack thereof, and that value that the beautiful fitness community has been providing us. And I think some of us may have taken that a little for granted, and we don't quite have it back yet, but we really freaking want it back.
Well, and we need it, right? And I think a shout out to all of our friends in the fitness industry and our affiliates in the DECA network. I mean, we're fighting for them every single day. And I know they're fighting for us too, but man, there's so much passion and purpose that goes into, you know, these, the fitness profession, right? And people are, a lot of people out there are using it as an excuse to quit being fit, to quit training, to quit exercising. And what they have to realize is that, gosh, it just makes us more resilient. We talk about that at Spartan all the time, but it also inspires us to be better, even if it's 1% better every day, mentally and emotionally. And you know, and I think that goes into my third lesson that I've learned in 2020, or as a reminder, is that we need to celebrate progress, no matter how big or small it is. I mean, this pandemic has been frustrating. It's been overwhelming. And, but I think that the value that I know that I've gotten from it is humility. I mean, we can't control it. There are no experts out there right now, you know, and we have to take this experience and learn from it. But I think, you know, it's like, you've got to celebrate the progress, those little things, because we're so hard on ourselves. And then when you get in this dark, you know, world that we're in right now, you've got to find those little bright spots and find a bunch of little ones so that you can light it up. And again, that's what we're all about, man. So those,
we got to give them some strategies.
Huh? Yeah.
We got to give them some strategies.
Well, I don't want just strategies for 2021, man. Strategies, I think, are important, and you gotta write them down and so forth. But I think what I want to do is I want to attack 2021. I want to light up 2021. So what are you going to do to light up 2021?
This is a big one for me. It's something I try to tackle every year. And it's something, I'm not a big New Year's resolutions guy, but this is something I always check back in with myself come January. We are all going to leave some kind of legacy. Doesn't matter if you think you are or not. When you're done, there's going to be people saying, you know, so-and-so, that's how I remember him or her. That's not debatable. You can't step away from that. You're going to leave something. I think once you realize that, if you create the ability to break your day up into little microcosms, every meeting, every social interaction, before you let your feet hit the floor in the morning, every single situation that you get, an interaction with the neighbor across the street, if you break those down into little microcosms and say, hey, how am I going to handle this situation right here? Okay. And you all of a sudden, because you checked yourself at the door, you hit that pause button before you walk in that situation, you might have navigated a little differently and said, you know what? I really got to maximize my time right here. Make the most of this moment. As coaches and trainers, that is so radically important. So then you put your head on the pillow tonight, and now you've got a good day. It might not have been great, but it was a good day. And you start stacking good days on top of each other, and you wake up a couple years now, and that can turn into some greatness.
Yeah.
And it's not perfect. And I took a note here because I didn't want to forget this. Good moments create good days. Stacking up good days can start to set you up for long-term greatness. So we are going to leave a legacy. It's not debatable. Create those little microcosms that can help you put your head on the pillow at night and say, that was a good day.
Yeah, leave a legacy. I hear that from Yancey Cope all the time. And, you know, it reminds me too, when you talk about those microcosms, you're very aware, right? You're being aware in the moment, you're being present. So my strategy for number two is to live intentionally. You know, when you talked about before your feet hit the floor, you know, it's like figure out who you're going to be that day. What kind of spouse are you going to be? What kind of friend? What kind of teammate? What kind of parent are you going to be that day? Mm-hmm. Because what you have to remember, okay, and again, this is a strategy for 2021. You have to remember your purpose or go find your purpose, okay? Now, my purpose on this earth, I firmly, sincerely believe is to positively impact the lives around me through fitness, you know? And it's been my career for longer than I want to admit, and I don't even want you to say it out loud, YC. but having purpose is what gets us out of bed every day, gets us motivated, gets us inspired. And it provides us an avenue, and it gives us the motivation to do extraordinary things in unordinary times. And that is how I plan on attacking 2021, is I've got to remember my purpose every single day. What's your third one?
And while doing that, and this is where JC and I try to pull you to the edge of your seat, don't disrespect the beautiful machine. We ask you to actually be, I say it like this, be a little selfish with a small piece of your day. It doesn't have to be a big piece, a small moment in time each day, 10, 20, 30, 40, 60 minutes to where you say, I'm going to take care of this, my mind and my body. I'm going to engage in some fitness. I'm going to get my body moving. And that you being a little selfish with your time is going, in turn, is going to affect everybody else in your life. This machine right here is what takes us on all. It allows you to provide for your family. It allows you to say yes to those vacations you take with your kids, eventually your grandkids, maybe even great grandkids if you take really good care of yourself. It's your mode of transportation as we navigate this beautiful journey of ours on this rock. We get a little bit of time on this beautiful rock. And if you take care of the machine, that journey is going to be a little more enjoyable, my friend. So we're going to be a little selfish with our time in 2021.
Hey, you know what? And I don't think it's selfish at all, because I think it's one of those things, Yance, where, you know, if you're taking care of yourself, okay, then you're going to be able to take care of others. That's what it boils down to. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of others for as long as you can. And, you know, again, if our purpose is to impact lives, we got to take care of ourselves first. Doesn't mean we don't care or we're being selfish, in that manner. What we're doing is we're being better for others. So, you know, so here are the three strategies that I wrote down. One is remember to leave a legacy. Everything you do, I love the microcosm analogy. Number two is remember your purpose. And number three is respect your beautiful machine. I love when you call it the beautiful machine.
Beautiful machine.
Makes me feel a little prettier too. And here's the last one that I think is important, man, especially during these times, is gratitude. You know, and we've shared our three lessons learned, our three strategies, but I think what I want to share to conclude all of this is three reasons to be grateful. And you know, we've talked a lot about hitting that pause button. And lately, man, I've been hitting it more and more, and you remind me of that a lot. And you know, sometimes we just go so freaking hard, we forget to look at the view, right? Mm-hmm. And I think about my family, my daughters, my wife, my teammates, you, my brother, friends. Spartan getting behind us. Joe DeSena yesterday, you know, he was on the Rich Roll podcast, and I'm going, man, that guy's been our number one fan. He's not just the leader of the company, but he's our number one fan. And And I think also it's those passionate and purposeful fitness people we work with, you know, that are always fighting the good fight. They inspire me, you know, so that's what keeps me going. I'm not on this earth or this planet alone. I've got people behind me and I've got people in front of me that make me the best version of myself, you know? So that's what I wanted to share for my number one for gratitude.
Mine meshes in with yours pretty well, brother. I think I'm naturally a high energy, positive person, but I think it's important when, you know, I like to say truth, serum, honesty. That's not just, I just don't wake up and have that every day naturally. There are very specific things that I lean in on. Inspirational people, you know, you said me, it's you. There's some people in life, like I like to say, if I walk into a room, nobody's going to be able to outwork me, but there have been people in my life that are going to be right there with me, and I'm going to have to work hard to stay with them, and they inspire me, and man, it makes me try to find one extra gear, and you nailed it. Joe has been that for me. Spartan has been that for me. You have been that for me today, you know, and all year. But here's the thing, man, you come into those, you're going down the road, and there's a why in the road sometimes. And it may sound elementary, but you take this path. This is the positive, optimistic, high energy path. Or you go down this other path that can be deep and dark. And every single day, you will find me watching a YouTube video or two, listening to a podcast, somebody that fills my energy tank, somebody that fills my inspiration tank. I mentioned my favorite book when we were talking about prepping for this. I'd say it's one of my top five. John Gordon's The Energy Bus. JC and I do not get a penny if you go out and buy this book. But this book, the name of the bus driver is Joy, and George gets on the damn bus every day, and he's not in a great mental place and or a good physical place. Joy fires him up every day, and by the time that bus ride is over every day, George is a better version of himself. So shout out to the make-believe character Joy on John Gordon's Energy Bus. But lean in on people that inspire you and lift your energy, because it's so damn important. And I would be a shell of myself without those people and things that I lean in on, brother.
Yeah, good points, man. The last one I'll share is the journey. Some of us have had some hard times, some challenging times, you know, a lot of us, you know, we look back at 2020, it's one of the roughest of times. And, you know, I look back on the last few years and, you know, man, admittedly, sometimes I was mad at God, you know, but I recently got married to a beautiful soul. And the morning of the wedding, I went and hiked a mountain with a good buddy of mine. And I got a little bit of alone time up there at the summit. And I don't know what it was, man, but I looked out over the horizon and I just said, thank you. You know, thank you to God. Thank you for those challenging moments. Thanks for making it hard. Thanks for, in the end, making me better. You know, because you have to fail. You know, you have to fail to learn. You have to fail to get stronger. You have to fail to get better. And, you know, I just am very thankful for the resiliency that was created by that hard journey. Because now, like little things are just so much easier. You know, like when you go into the storm and you walk out of that storm, you're stronger. Okay, you're not weaker, you're more experienced. So no matter what kind of time that we're having, okay, whether it's good or bad, be thankful for the journey.
Yeah.
So that's my third reason for being grateful.
So, and here's the deal. As long as you have strong morals, ethics, and value guardrails. So we all have some type of guardrails in our life. This is kind of my the start to our conclusion here for me. I always encourage myself, and hopefully our listeners, don't filter yourself. If you have something to give and provide, and it may even seem a little edgy sometimes, but when you can hit that pause button and say, wait a second, this is coming from an honestly good morals, ethics, and values perspective. I really mean well with this. Let yourself shine. Let yourself shine. I say live, love, laugh, and serve big with big, big focus on the serve. And really and truly, if you can say, you know what? I can honestly say that, then go. Just go. As you said, man, I'm the big umbrella I'm putting over this one, JC. You get credit for it. Keep climbing, stop whining. I love that, brother.
Keep climbing, stop whining. Listen, man, I love you, brother. And, you know, by the time this airs, maybe it's 2021, maybe it's right before 2021. But let's keep climbing and let's light up that planet.
That's right, brother.
Good let's stuff, go.
Man. I've enjoyed every freaking moment with you out there on the road. It's life goes by this fast. Maybe I'll close with this. Pinch the life out of every second you get, because there is beauty and there's beauty found in every single day. If you just look around, the cracks are where the light shine through, my friend. I love you, brother.
Love you, man.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Headspace. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Spartan for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.